This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Is it possible to be a prayerless follower of Jesus Christ? Can you be a prayerless believer in Jesus Christ? Is it possible to be a prayerless Christian? And today we're going to talk about prayer as a part of the covenant relationship that we have with the Lord. We began a series within a series last week from the last third of Jeremiah, where last week we talked about we're in a covenant relationship. A covenant is an agreement between two people. If you've ever signed a mortgage, you're in a covenant relationship. If you have a student loan, you're in a covenant relationship. If you bought a car, you're in a covenant relationship. If you're married, you're in a covenant relationship. That's what the Lord refers to it in the Old Testament, the covenant of your youth, referring to when a couple gets married in their 20s, the covenant of their youth. And today we talk about a second aspect of the covenant relationship. We not only have a relationship, we have a relationship that involves prayer. The way we're going to do it is study a prayer of Jeremiah. You can hear a prayer of somebody and learn so much about that person. Have you ever overheard a child pray? You want to have something that moves your heart, you listen to a little child pray for a mom or dad. Tear out your heart. You want to hear a prayer that will reach you to the depths of your being and to the core of your being. Listen to an older person pray who's near death. And I've heard those prayers of people who were near the door to the next life and heard their prayers, and there's something in that prayer that touched me deeply. I rarely do this, but I need to give you the backstory before we even read the passage, because you won't understand it totally if I don't. In this chapter we're studying today, Jerusalem is under attack. They're at war with Babylonia. God predicted that Babylonia was going to overtake Jerusalem, and it's happening. And the army of Babylon is building what's called siege ramps against the walled city. You may picture it from some movies you've seen in the past, because you can kind of figure it out from the description of the term. A siege ramp was an inclined road that went up to the top of the wall so that an army could literally go over the walls of a walled city. It took weeks or months to build these siege ramps. And so Jerusalem is surrounded by the Babylonians, and they're building siege ramps. And God tells Jeremiah, who lives in Jerusalem, to do a strange thing. He said, I want you to buy a piece of property. Can you imagine going over to Afghanistan right now and buying property and saying, now's a good time to buy property? You might think twice about it and say, well, they're at war. It's not a good time. That's what the Lord told Jeremiah to do. I think he was testing him to prove to him, Jeremiah, I want you to buy property because someday I'm going to give this back to Jerusalem, to Judah, and you can claim that property. It's in the 32nd chapter of Jeremiah, where we read today, Jeremiah 32, beginning at verse 16. Jeremiah is praying to the Lord, and I want you to listen to his prayer. Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show love to thousands, but bring the punishment for the father's sins into the laps of their children after them. Now that is one frightening verse. I want you to hear it again, verse 18. You show your love to thousands, but you bring the punishment for the father's sins into the laps of their children after them. O great and powerful God, whose name is the Lord Almighty, great are your purposes and mighty are your deeds. Your eyes are open to all the ways of men, all the ways of men, and you reward everyone according to his conduct and as his deeds deserve. And we'll pick it up from there tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.